Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
What is the... Oh, gosh. I'm ruining everything. What's the name of the show where you buy a storage space?
Storage Wars?
That. I got a guy...
You were halfway there, buddy.
Yes, I know. I got a guy who was smuggling stuff into prison, but got confused with Storage Wars.
Okay.
It'll make sense in a sec.
All right. I've got a story about one thing that you shouldn't do when you're drunk.
I have a story about 100 things you shouldn't do.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Portugal.
I'm just going to say, I almost said the foul thing that I know how to say in Portuguese. I just almost, but I don't know what the FCC does about it if it's in another language.
I think it still applies, the rules.
Oh, really? If I say the F word, I wouldn't be saying any bad words. It's just the action I would be asking anyone listening to do.
I think it still applies because it's where it happens, not the language, I think. I don't know.
I think you could say F in another language. Hey, no. Should we get back to the stupid stories?
Yeah. So a man in Portugal.
Chupa. Nope. That's not the bad word, so okay. We're good. Obrigado. That's thank you.
Brazilian Portuguese.
It's the same in the other one.
It's different. A drunk man in Portugal.
No, it's not.
Went to the bar, obviously.
Oh, good.
And he woke up to something kind of
Hold
surprising.
Hold on, you skipped a part. What do you mean?
I'm sorry.
He went to the bar and then he woke up. What?
He passed out. Okay. He fell asleep.
So he's at the bar and then he woke up.
You guys don't do that? Yes.
I'm just going to take a little doze here on the Jaeger mat. Gross.
That happened. And he woke up to a bill of thousands of dollars because all of the patrons there were like, hey.
Bring one up on Johnny's tab.
Yep. He said it's fine. So literally the bartender
did it?
Yeah. He handed him the bill to sign. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Everyone got a round on him. Oh, that's brilliant.
Multiple rounds.
Okay. I'm not sleeping on the Jaeger mat anymore. Smart. Okay. My story comes from Georgia.
Georgia.
43-year-old inmate in a Georgia prison did what a lot of people do. He decided to smuggle in some contraband in his trunk. Huh? You know what I'm saying? You know,
there's junk in the trunk
in the
and
back
like,
door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it's a car door, isn't it? Okay, so he put some stuff in his... Now, if you're smuggling things into prison, what do you think you can fit in your junk, in your trunk, T.I.?
Wow.
A couple of baggies of something?
Probably, yeah.
Maybe a phone.
Maybe, yeah. I would max out pretty quick.
When they finally got to him, it was like a clown car. He had 2 vape canisters.
What?
4 syringes. 1 vape cartridge. 3 batteries. 1 cigarette lighter.
Next to the batteries?
I don't know. 0.64 grams of marijuana.
Okay.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
Where's the rabbit?
They're still pulling on the handkerchief. Dude, just smuggle a little.
Right.
A little
Make
at a time.
Trips.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, they don't know how he... They don't know how he did it.
Really want to know what the batteries are for.
You know
for.
What, sir? You're free to go.
Wow. We're going to keep the contraband. All right. Those were all the stupid people we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.
9.